It is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This would be the time when Antoinette and I look at each other and go, it's what date?
July has been going along at a normal July pace.
No, it feels like it should.
It does not.
Okay.
It does not. And the problem is people like you accept this, and you're not fighting against it.
Exactly.
What?
That's just the problem.
What, Don Quixote, I may ask, will you do to stop this windmill
that is time? Rude. I said rude.
Or brood. It'll work. Racist. While you're brooding, you can go see a Jane Austen novel on stage.
Yes.
How is that for a transition?
That will help you make time go slower.
Perhaps. It's a show called Emma, and it's an adaptation presented by the Fort Smith Little Theater. It's a romantic comedy set in England in the early 1800s, when one assumes things moved more slowly.
Yes.
About a young woman who is pretty rich and smart and doesn't have enough to do, so she decides to matchmake for her friends.
And all sorts of things happen.
As a friend of mine says, and wackiness ensues.
Yes, exactly.
Showtimes are 8 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday, and tickets are $10 at fslt.org. And if you want to plan ahead for some theater, guess what opens Friday at Rogers Little Theater?
The King and I.
Love that show. Love that show. Can't wait. We'll have a story about it Friday in What's Up.
Yul Brynner, one of the 7 actors, I think, in history to win an Oscar and a Tony for portraying the same role.
How does he remember this stuff?
I don't know. I don't know.
I barely know where I am. Mm-hmm. He remembers that.
Yeah, no. I don't.
And they say women can't forget.
I guess I remember the important things.
Good job. Thank you.
Well done.
Quit picking on Kyle, and I'll go away now.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.